Interpretation of the Constitution is at stake in a new arsenal of television ads. They're aiming to sway opinion about Supreme Court nominee Samuel Alito. His Senate confirmation hearings are set to begin shortly after the holidays. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
One battleground is New England. Two moderate Republican senators come from Maine, Olympia Snowe and Susan Collins, and Lincoln Chafee, another GOP moderate, is from Rhode Island. Just to heighten the drama, Snowe and Chafee are up for re-election next year. That's why TV viewers in Maine and Rhode Island, along with cable news viewers around the country, have been seeing this ad attacking Samuel Alito's record.
As a judge, Alito ruled to make it easier for corporations to discriminate, even voted to approve the strip search of a 10-year-old girl. As a government lawyer, Alito wrote, "The Constitution does not protect the right to an abortion."
Jim Jordan is a spokesman for IndependentCourt.org, a coalition of liberal groups that want to stop Alito's nomination.
Well, if the ads themselves seem powerful, it's simply because we are exposing views, legal rulings, legal opinions of Judge Alito's that are far from the mainstream.
Groups supporting Alito are using a good cop, bad cop approach. An organization called Progress for America has an ad featuring some of Alito's former law clerks.
Those who work for him know he'll make a great Supreme Court justice.
He's a fair judge. That's the first qualification.
At the same time, a group called the Committee for Justice is attacking Alito's critics.
They support partial birth abortion, sanction the burning of the American flag, and even oppose pornography filters on public library computers. Do these groups represent you? If not, call your senators. Tell them to support Judge Alito.
The two pro-Alito groups say they haven't coordinated, and in fact they're using different strategies. Progress for America, saying nice things about Alito, is mainly trying to counter the liberal groups in New England. Its spokesman is Stuart Roy.
From our perspective, Progress for America, we have no desire for an escalated battle. Our desire is to have good nominees, fair nominees, confirmed to the Supreme Court that are picked by this president.
But the more aggressive Committee for Justice is on the air in conservative states that elect Democratic senators. The committee's director, Sean Rushton, says they bought radio time for this holiday weekend of driving over the river and through the woods.
And ideally, people would be listening to their radio on their way to see their families and talk over Thanksgiving dinner about these issues, and hopefully our points will be included.
Ad spending on both sides is still relatively small compared to what's expected later, but there has been one minor dust-up. Fox News refused to run the anti-Alito ad, saying its lawyers judged the ad inaccurate. A Fox spokeswoman said the network explained its position to the Associated Press and isn't commenting further. Jim Jordan at IndependentCourt.org says Fox offered to re-edit the ad.
We declined to be a party to our own censorship, and so we declined that option.
Political observers expect the nomination battle to really take off after New Year's, with millions of dollars spent in advertising and grassroots mobilizing. Alito's confirmation hearings start January 9th. Darrell West is a political scientist at Brown University in Providence, Rhode Island. He predicts that the ad rhetoric will escalate on both sides.
I don't think you can really attack too hard on a Supreme Court nomination because that's an issue that typically doesn't get so much attention. Voters are really focusing on the economy and job layoffs and the war in Iraq.
But if there are limits to what can be said, the liberal group People for the American Way may be pushing them already with this web-only advertisement.
A 10-year-old girl strip-searched without a valid search warrant. The judge who voted to uphold the strip search of a child, Samuel Alito.
The ad concludes with a clip of President Bush.
So when George Bush calls Alito mainstream and Alito says he has no agenda, remember.
Fool me once. Shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
We couldn't have said it better ourselves.
A spokesman for People for the American Way says the ad is being used now to energize the group's members, but later on it may be shortened and put on TV. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.